Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown, where we cut through the noise to bring you what really matters from corporate America's quarterly confessions. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jordan. Before we dive in, let me get our disclaimer out of the way. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Today, we're breaking down Cisco's third quarter 2026 earnings. And wow, Jordan, this was a monster quarter. When was the last time we saw Cisco post numbers like this?
Alex, I had to double check these numbers because they're almost too good to believe. Revenue hit a record $15.8 billion. That's up 12% year over year. But here's the kicker. Product orders were up 35%. That's not a typo, folks. 35%.
And it gets better. EPS grew 10% to $1.06, coming in above the high end of guidance. But Jordan, let's talk about the elephant in the room, or should I say the AI in the room?
Absolutely. This is really the story of two different businesses here. You've got the traditional Cisco networking business, which is doing quite well, and then you've got this AI infrastructure juggernaut that's completely reshaping the company. Chuck Robbins said they're now expecting $9 billion in AI infrastructure orders from hyperscalers for fiscal 2026. That's 4.5 times what they did last year.
That's incredible. And their Acacia Optics business, I mean, over $1 billion in orders in third quarter alone, growing over 200% year over year. But let's break this down for our listeners. What's actually driving this massive surge?
It really comes down to Silicon One, Alex. Cisco's been saying for years that if you don't control your own silicon, you can't compete with the hyperscalers. Well, they're proving it now. They had five new design wins with hyperscalers in third quarter, including their first wins for the P200-powered systems. Chuck was pretty clear. Roughly half of their AI infrastructure revenue comes from systems powered by their own silicon.
And there's a supply chain angle here too, right? While competitors are talking about getting tighter supply constraints and possible decommits, Cisco seems pretty confident.
Exactly. Mark Patterson, their CFO, was very clear. They haven't seen any decommits. They've secured silicon supply through calendar 2026. They've got over 20 programs to reduce memory utilization, and they've bumped up inventory and purchase commitments by $6.7 billion just in the last 90 days. When you control your own silicon, you control your own destiny.
Now, it wasn't all perfect. Gross margins were down 260 basis points year over year, mainly due to product mix and those memory cost increases everyone's dealing with. How concerned should investors be?
I think Patterson handled this well on the call. He said gross margins have stabilized around 66%, and they're focused on driving operating leverage, growing the bottom line faster than the top line. They're making trade-offs. While gross margins declined 2.6%, operating expenses actually declined over 2% as a percentage of revenue. They're maintaining that 34% operating margin target.
Let's talk guidance, because this is where things get really interesting. Fourth quarter revenue guidance of $16.70 to $16.90 billion implies about 14.5% growth. And for the full fiscal year, they're looking at $62.80 to $63 billion in revenue.
What caught my attention was Patterson's comment about fiscal 2027. He said it's reasonable to expect at least $6 billion in AI infrastructure revenue next year, while the rest of the portfolio should grow in line with their long-term model of 4% to 6%. If you do the math, that suggests pretty robust growth continuing.
Now, there was one question that really stood out to me during the Q&A. Taliani from Bank of America asked about whether enterprises are buying ahead due to supply constraints. What did you make of Cisco's response?
Chuck Robbins was pretty convincing here. He said lead times on traditional networking aren't extreme, and Patterson gave three data points suggesting any pull forward was modest. The acceleration in orders was partly due to price increases. Their fourth quarter pipeline didn't get depleted, and pipeline health remains strong. I think they made a solid case that this isn't just customers hoarding inventory.
Speaking of questions, there was an interesting exchange about Mythos. That's the AI cybersecurity testing model. Any thoughts on how this impacts Cisco's security business?
Robbins was cautiously optimistic, but realistic. He said there weren't really any meaningful Mythos-driven orders in third quarter, but customers are definitely concerned about unpatched technology and equipment past end of support. This could drive infrastructure modernization cycles, which obviously benefits Cisco. It's a longer-term opportunity rather than an immediate boost.
Before we wrap up, they announced a restructuring plan. Should investors be worried?
Actually, I think this is smart, strategic positioning. Patterson was clear this isn't about cost savings. It's about reallocating resources towards silicon, optics, security, and AI. They're building from a position of strength, as Robbins put it. With up to $1 billion in restructuring charges, they're making significant investments in their future growth areas.
So, Jordan, bottom line for investors, what's the takeaway here?
This feels like an inflection point for Cisco. The AI infrastructure business is real, it's massive, and it's accelerating. But importantly, their traditional business isn't getting left behind. Campus networking had record orders. Enterprise data center switching was up over 40%. They're firing on multiple cylinders while competitors struggle with supply chain issues.
Any risks investors should watch?
The usual suspects: gross margin pressure from product mix, the nonlinear nature of hyperscaler orders, and execution on this restructuring. But honestly, after years of Cisco being written off as a legacy networking company, these results suggest they've successfully repositioned for the AI era.
All right, before we sign off, Jordan, you've got our closing thoughts?
Everything we've discussed today is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes only. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. And remember, this is a volatile, fast-moving market. Please do your own due diligence before making any investment decisions.
That's a wrap on this episode of Beta Finch. Cisco's transformation from networking stalwart to AI infrastructure powerhouse seems to be paying off. But as always, keep your eyes on the execution. Until next time, I'm Alex.
And I'm Jordan. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next earnings cycle.
That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.